wouldn't it be great if when you went to buy a computer, or after you bought a computer, if you had any questions, you could ask a genius? Well, that's what we've got. This is called the Genius Bar.
Oh, wait, are you just like waiting for me?
Yep.
Hey guys, welcome to Genius Bar.
That's your intro? God.
No, it's not. I'll restart.
No. We got to roll with it.
Oh, God. Okay. You know what? And that is a perfect fucking illustration of our weeks.
Oh, man. It's been a rough week.
Oh, my God.
Sam,
dude.
You too?
Oh.
Why don't we just cancel the show this week? We'll still post this part. But then just be like, all right, guys, it's been a bad week. I'll see you next week. Try again next time.
See you guys. Bye. This episode is sponsored by Stamps.com Policy Genius. Check them out.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, man.
I should roll the outro. Make them sit through the whole outro.
Okay. Oh, God, that'd be horrible.
How many people do you think would click off the show and be like, oh, yeah, I guess that was it?
I mean, probably not very many. Usually people don't do that whenever they see that there's like 45 minutes of content left or like in a video.
I just hope they look.
That'd be funny.
I listen to podcasts when I go to sleep.
Oh, really?
Because I don't have to manage it. You know, like I like to fall asleep to stuff because, dude, if it's silent, my brain is the loudest thing in the world, and then I can't sleep. So
fair.
I like to have like a fan noise, or Karina and I usually turn on a podcast that just sort of plays in the background, and they're so easy because you don't have to manage it. Like I don't have to like, okay, I need to play this video and then this video. I can pick one podcast that'll play for like an hour, and hopefully by then I'll be asleep.
Yeah, please God.
But like we'll start a podcast and then set the phone away from us. So I can only imagine if I listen to this show to fall asleep to, and then because I'm like, oh yeah, I'll be good for the next hour. And I set my phone away. And then the outro starts playing. I'm like, God damn it. And
fuck,
then
I've been up for this long?
Yeah.
Oh, I've already dropped 2 F-bombs this episode. What am I doing, John?
I know. It's terrible.
Oh, man.
I'm
sorry. Sorry to the audience.
I'm not keeping track.
My mom's going to be so upset. She listens to every episode, and she'll always be like, I heard what you said on Genius Bar.
Your
and
poor
I'm
mom,
like,
dude.
Sorry. Honestly, everybody says they have the best mom, but I really do.
I'm willing to do this for your mom, okay? I think every week we should make 2 episodes. We should trick her. Give her a completely different feed that only publishes to her. And it's like very wholesome. And we're just best buds. It's like a half hour show. And we'll just pretend. She won't even know. I mean, if she listens to this, then she'll know. But that can be just her feed where it's just like, Sam, how was your week? And we just talk about wholesome stuff like hamburgers and flowers.
Well, I went to church on Sunday, but that wasn't before I left the orphanage and made sure I fed all the kids and went to the food pantry.
Did you put in your donation to St. Jude this week?
I did. Yo, speaking of burgers, have you ever gone to Culver's yet, John?
No.
Dude, you made a promise.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah. That was like 7 episodes ago, too.
This is episode 10.
What?
That's a huge deal. We made it to 10.
The haters said we wouldn't get past 30. And we're on track.
The haters said we wouldn't get past 30. Dude, and my butthole puckered when you said that because we're only on 10. There's so much that could happen between now and episode 30.
Yeah, just imagine.
We could be in a huge fight and not be friends anymore by episode 30.
I feel like, while that's possible, I feel like you and I are pretty good at communicating things. So, you know, maybe. But
if we do get in a fight and we're not friends, we still have contracts now. Like we're in the big boy leagues now with the show.
Yeah, we are. Contractually obligated to be with each other for a solid year. You're right. Otherwise, Audio Boom is going to hate us.
Yeah. So even if, dude, that would suck. Like if we really did get in a fight, but like contractually we had to still do this every week.
That would be like living with your divorced wife.
Dude, like it would go from like that thing that you say that you look forward to every week to just absolute torture.
It would be so uncomfortable to have to like put on. It would be weird if it was
like
I
living
bet people
with
would
your
tell.
Divorce, living with your divorced wife, but every day she brings a dude over. That's his relationship. If it goes sideways,
that really do be the equivalent.
So before we roll into this, I've had a terrible week. You've had a terrible week.
Mm-hmm.
I hope all the listeners have had a terrible week too. So we can all just sulk together.
Yeah, let's all just like cohabitate in misery.
It's been a crazy week. I started the week on a Windows machine. I ended it on my first Mac ever.
This is a big announcement. This is a main thing that I wanted to talk about. John has got his first ever Mac.
I have my first ever Mac. Yeah.
Man, it's has the been first covering one I've ever had. Apple News for years. And his, like, guys, trust me. When I say, like, I've been working on this man forever, don't worry. It only took his entire livelihood burning in flames for him to be like, I guess I'll get an M1 machine. Maybe. Dude, well, Johnny, okay. You should have gotten a Mac Pro just to flex. You should have been like, yeah, I got the, like, 37 and a half core, like, i12,000.
I should have. There's a whole story to that. First, we should talk about our first sponsor for the day, stamps.com.
Yes.
So, first of all, dude, I'm not an outdoor person. I'm not a leave the house person. That's why stamps.com is the best thing for me. You don't have to go to the post office. You don't have to wait in line. And right now during COVID, dude, everyone's sticky. You don't want to stand in line with sticky people. So stamps.com is the all-in-one place to do it without leaving your home. Everything's safe. Everything's warm and cozy. You don't got to leave. That's the only way to do it.
You know what else is sticky?
I'm afraid to ask. Go ahead.
Stamps. That's why you guys go to stamps.com, because you get the benefits and services of the post office and UPS all in one place, and they give you big discounts on your mailing and shipping rates, which, you know, again, maybe, you know, I do go outside from time to time. I'll be honest. You might catch me slipping at a Jimmy John's from Monday to Thursday, and you can guarantee that I will be using stamps.com, because waiting in line at the post office is the worst thing.
It's also cheaper. It's also cheaper most of the time. Like, you can save money. So you don't have to, first of all, you don't have to leave the house. I would pay double if that was, even if stamps.com was like, yeah, actually it's three times the price. Cool. Still, it's like where you choose to watch a movie at home instead of going to the sticky theater. Fine, I'll pay more. But in this case, you save time and you save money. We've been using it here. We've been sending a lot of stuff in and out of the house, and we don't have to leave now. It's just really easy, and it pains me. I'm still trying to get over the whole sticky stamps thing that you said. I feel like you planned that for the whole week. Like, you've just been waiting to say that. How long have you been sitting on that joke?
It was only about 12 seconds before I projected it into the universe.
That's all right. Yeah. I accept that. That's actually impressive now.
This is my path into stand-up comedy.
Yeah. In the stamps.com ad, that's when you started? Okay.
This is my career.
Stamps.com, you click on the microphone at the top on the home page and type genius. That's stamps.com, promo code genius. That'll get you a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus there's more. Free trial's not enough. Go ahead.
Let me finish up with the sentence, because I didn't actually realize this until I was reading the copy. You get free postage and a digital scale. When you guys use code genius at stamps.com.
They give you a scale.
Wait, that's actually kind of insane, because that was always the thing that stopped me from using services like this. And now they're just giving you a scale when you
and
go to
all
G-
you
like,
have to
yeah.
do is listen to this show. Isn't that crazy?
You guys don't realize how much you should appreciate it.
What if that's the catch, though? Stamps.com is like, yeah, actually, Sam and John pay for the scale. That's how you get it.
Oh, my God. We're just going negative.
Okay, 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts, none of that stuff. Again, go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top on the homepage, and type genius. You know how to spell genius. That's a promo code. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. If you do, we'll never forgive you. Okay.
Speaking of genius moves, you're on a Mac now.
I am on a Mac. Dude, I have had a nightmare week.
Tell
nightmare.
The story. Okay, so we last spoke in person like this. It was a week ago. It was on Sunday, because we've been just, we just record at like 3 a.m. now to get these out.
Yeah, I know.
So Sunday starts. How does the week open up? Like, what is your like FU from the world to start off the week?
If it makes sense, this week, my pain from this week started weeks ago. I like how you laugh, but I'm just sitting in pain.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, sorry.
Don't laugh at me.
Okay.
So I have been having this issue. And you know, nobody cares about this. You know those problems that you have that you don't want someone to answer? You don't want like a reply. You just want somebody to listen. You know, you just want to be able to say your issues, get them out there, and just get it off your chest and have somebody listen. You know those times?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
This is like that, but I'm forcing thousands of people to listen to my problem. That's what this is. I've had this audio issue. It's a very specific audio issue that I've had. I got a new mic, first of all, and for weeks on this show, you guys have probably heard it. My audio on the podcast has been a complete mess. in terms of audio levels, like my computer would just randomly shove the audio levels all the way up into my butthole and it would be super loud, like peaking super loud. And then all of a sudden it would bring it super quiet. And, you know, Windows has all sorts of settings where like you can tell apps not to be able to control levels like that. You can turn auto levels off.
Okay.
I had all that stuff off. I have used Windows my whole life. I get it. I know how to do this. It's not like, you know, I messed something up and my settings were wrong. My settings were correct and my computer didn't give a shit for weeks, dude. I have been trying to solve this problem for weeks. And then when I put the, you know, when I put the audio in, usually it's just, you know, slap the audio in, audition, export it out, and then we upload it and that's it. We don't edit the show very much. But I have been trying to control my audio levels in editing where I'm like, this part's too loud, I'll turn myself down. This part's too soft, I'll turn this part up. Your audio levels are always perfect. Mine have been a mess. Turns out, I finally figured it out on Monday. Or no, okay. I guess Sunday night. Sunday, Monday-ish. Right, you know, right around when we finished the podcast. Because after we finished that show, I was like, I have got to figure this out. It was, I had to get a Chrome extension. That... What? Yeah, so no matter what my settings were, it was Chrome that, it wasn't Windows doing it. It was Chrome that was doing automatic gain control on my mic. Just turning it up, turning it down. Don't care. It just does whatever. I had to get a, listen to how specific this is, Sam. This okay. is how my week started. I had to get a Chrome extension that prevents automatic gain control in Google Meet.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, like Google Meet has this thing where it does automatic gain control in your browser.
Okay.
If you get that extension, even though it's made for Google Meet, it will work for all things. And so that fixed my problem in Chrome on Windows.
Wow.
But then, okay. Dude, so I've been dealing with this problem for weeks. I finally fix it.
Okay.
We're golden, right?
Yep.
But then on Tuesday happens. I do the show. I do Front Page Tech. Everything goes normal. Everything's fine. I edit the show. It goes out. Whatever. Cool. Which means I usually probably won't touch my computer again until Thursday when I have to edit the next episode. Or, yeah, I guess it would be Thursday.
Wait, you don't like browse on your computer?
No, I use my iPad for that. I use my iPad for
Wait, for real?
Yeah. Like if I'm not working, I probably didn't touch my computer that day.
Whoa, that's great. I think I use my iMac like 80% of the time.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. No, I prefer
not even your iPad.
No, I actually. Magic Keyboard. I basically only use my iPad as a YouTube machine.
What?
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah, I prefer to just browse on the iPad.
That's fair. There's definitely times when I like will specifically be like, I want to touch some shit. So like, I like the iPad and it's nice.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I was completely disconnected from what goodness is because I was using Windows. So
yeah.
You know, I would browse on my iPad because going to my computer was a pain in the dick. It was just, I didn't want to deal with all the Windows things.
Yeah.
I just wanted to browse sometimes. Anyway.
Okay.
So it's like Wednesday, Thursday.
And so far everything's good, right? Like the computer, yeah. Like I finally fixed my issue. Like things are turning around for me.
Okay. I fixed it. I edit the episode of Front Page Tech for the beginning of the week. Now I got a Pixel leak. Last week I got so many images of the next Pixel Watch. And so I know that's the next episode. So I'm like, dude, I'm relaxed. I'm like, you know, when you know that sort of pressure you feel when you don't know what your next video is?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have that pressure. I'm like, I know exactly what the video is. It's an exclusive. It's going to be great. I have all the information I need. It's going to be golden.
Oh, hell yeah.
I know I'm not going to touch the computer though or edit until like a couple more days. On a day where I'm not editing or anything, I wake up and Karina's like, I think I napped or something. And Karina was like, so I think your computer blew up. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, oh, it just made this really awful noise. And then there's a blue screen right there. And I was like, oh, that's Windows. It's normal. It's fine. Right, dude? I just shrug it off.
It's just a normal Thursday.
Dude, yeah. Well, that's what I'm used to dealing with. Anyone that uses Windows can contest. They know. They know. They see the blue screen like everyone else. That looks like a big deal. Nah, man. I'll just restart it.
Mm-hmm.
So Karina tells me like it made this awful noise. She thought it blew up and then it blue screened. And so I was like, oh, whatever. It's fine. And I was like, babe, it's fine. It does this all the time. It's Windows. So I turned the computer off and I'm like, you know, Thursday or whenever I use the computer again, you know, I'll turn it on and it'll be fine. Turns out Karina was completely right. That thing blew up.
Wow.
Yeah. She did not like overstate that. It blew up, whatever noise she heard. So I actually worked with Ian, which is, I guess, technically, is he your concept artist? Your concept artist? You own him?
Like, no, I do not have an exclusive contract with him.
Not a contract. I figured you had like had him in a little cage in your apartment somewhere.
Well, he gets like bread on Mondays, and I think he gets like a grape or two on Thursday. But like, yeah, so it's pretty good living conditions.
You work with him, and we've talked about him before on the show. I mean, it's because of you that I reached out to him, seeing his work on your videos and stuff, and he would post concepts to my leaks like a couple of days after my leak went out, and they were really, really good, just like caught my attention. And, you know, I have to give images that can never, ever, ever, ever get out to the concept artist or the 3D render person or whatever. And so I've never talked to Ian before. You know, I don't know if I can trust him with that sort of stuff or if he'll turn around and post it on Twitter. So, you know, I reach out to Sam, and anything Sam says, I trust Sam. I'll trust Sam with my life. And I'm like, hey, is it cool to work with Ian? Do you think he's good to work with? And he's like, yeah, reach out to him. He'll be great. Okay. So I reach out to Ian. It was a great decision. His renders for the Pixel Watch were amazing.
Oh, they're so beautiful,
dude. Yeah, gave him all the images, and he recreated everything from hardware to software. Absolute pleasure to work with him. And he's way better than he thinks he is.
Yeah.
Like, miles ahead of what he thinks his talent is. He's so good. And so I'm like, hey, man. I give him everything he needs, and I'm like, you got until like Thursday at 8:15. That's when I plan to put the episode out. I'm going to film the episode without those renders. I'm just going to assume that you're going to do great work. I'll film the episode and slap him in the episode, you know. So you can go down to the wire, you can go down to the last minute, but I need it out by like 8:15. Okay, he's cool with that.
Yep.
So I'm like, I write the episode. Everything's good. I go to my computer, and it is actually dead. And then I'm like, oh, Karina was right. So then I go ask, I'm like, hey, what sound? You said you heard a sound on the computer. What was the noise? And she like imitated this really high-pitched grinding noise. And I was like, oh, that sounds like a hard drive to me.
Oh my. So wait, it was just the hard drive?
Yeah. So it was like the hard drive with Windows on it.
Wait, did you not have an SSD?
Yeah. So it has two.
Oh, so there's, yeah. Oh, John. I have not used an HDD since two of them failed back to back years ago. And I have never touched one since because they fucking blow.
Like my programs and everything, I edit off of solid state, and I could have, you know, I probably could have taken it somewhere or just replaced the hard drive. I didn't lose everything that I have is backed up. Like I was semi prepared for something like that to happen. I didn't lose anything important, but it was just enough to where I was like, I mean, instead of going through the trouble, and the problem was I needed to work. Like we had to record this show, we had to record this episode.
Yeah,
I had those pixel renders happening. You know, I have to get that episode out. Like I have to get that episode out, and I don't got time to like mess around. So I start looking at the bane of my existence. I start looking at Best Buy stuff.
Yeah,
and you know, there's a ton of Windows machines, and I'm like, these all sound terrible, and they're also like $4,000 or like these crazy laptops, gaming, whatever, that are like $3,000 that I'm like, for $3,000, I'll just build my own and like I can build it to my own specifications and everything that I need for editing. I was like, that is a stupid, ridiculous amount of money to spend on what I know is going to be a temporary solution.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
And so because I know that I want to build something else or whatever, but I need something right now, even if it's just temporary, even if I only use it for the next few days.
Okay. So that led you to, drum roll,
an M1 Mac Mini.
Woo!
Yeah. It was the only thing in stock.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I guess they had a MacBook Pro too, an M1 MacBook Pro, but I think the M1 Mac Mini beats it out a few times.
So
like
which,
in benchmarks.
Which config did you get, the 256 or 512?
Oh, 512, of course.
And that's not even enough. That's barely enough to do what you
do. No.
But
I have, have you ever heard of Iron Wolf drives?
No.
They are from, let me check, Seagate or something. I think Seagate. Seagate, a couple years ago, sent me 12 terabyte hard drives. Yeah, because I just needed ridiculous amounts of storage for just saving footage and stuff.
Oh my God.
So I am not short of storage. And I have I have additional SSDs and stuff, so whatever, the thing in the iMac, or the, not the iMac, the Mac Mini is fine. Because, so here's what made me make this decision because you and I have talked that when the new iMac comes out, baby. Whenever that happens, you and I are both going to get it.
I can't wait.
You and I are both going to get the iMac. So I was like, I might as well. I just, for some reason, it takes something like this to make me pull the trigger on something. What, like, because I work really well under pressure, and I know I don't have a lot of time, and I'm just like, this is going to work for me right now. I'll give this a shot. I'll give this Mac a shot. Dude. I was worried about, you know, Premiere Pro working in it and stuff, but there's a beta version of Premiere Pro that works amazingly well on the M1. And so, like, everything was easy. All my programs migrated over, my data migrated over, and I feel like an absolute idiot because Mac OS is amazing.
John, I've been telling you
and
this
I know
since
it is.
We
That's
met.
The problem. I know. Like, I know it's great, but like everything, just all the problems that I had in my life are gone. There's no weird Chrome extension that I need to have to record this podcast. Yeah. I don't have audio issues. Like simple things. Like browsing is it's just easy and smooth and everything is just easier. I have no problems in my life anymore.
Yeah,
I don't like I don't dread going to the computer.
And you have to contextualize that this is the M1. Mm-hmm. Not the M2, not the M1X, not the A15. This is the starter chip.
Maybe my first so keep in mind, this is my first impression of a Mac. I mean, of course, I've seen Macs. Karina has them and stuff. But
sure.
In terms of like actually working on one. So I've used Macs. I'm not going to say that like I've never touched one.
Yeah.
But I haven't worked on one where like my programs are on there and I created content on a Mac. I think that this was the absolute best first impression I could have had. You know, my first impression was not an Intel Mac. It was an M1 Mac. And I am blown away. Like, it does, it makes no sense to me how smooth this is, how well editing went, like, you know, 4K footage downscaling to 1080p and like all the layers that I have for like green screen and virtual effects and all that other stuff. It's crazy how smooth it is. And I feel like an idiot for just now getting on board. So, you know what? My week started terrible, but I'm glad my computer blew up and I'm glad this is where I'm at now because this is amazing.
Yeah, man. I'm so happy. Welcome to the Mac family. Everybody congratulate John at John_Prosser on Twitter because it's a big deal.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah, man. I'm happy. I'm happy you're getting M1 and just wait till it's the iMac and it's your blue color that you like and it looks great.
I was worried. Like when I got this Mac Mini, I was like, because I mean, my PC had some pretty great specs. So I was like, when I got this, I was like, oh, dude, I'm going to be struggling. I'm going to be on the struggle bus for a while, but maybe I can make it through just till the iMac comes. But this is an actual pleasure to use. Like, I thought I was going to be like, you know, experiencing like, you know, just issues with it or, you know, RAM issues or the processor wasn't fast enough or it was, you know, when I was editing, I would have issues and it would be slow, but I could get through it until the iMac came. But it's been nothing like that. It's been absolutely amazing. I haven't noticed any problems at all. Nothing slows it down. I'm extremely happy with it, and I'll be happier with the iMac in blue.
Oh yeah, dude, it's gonna be great. I mean, speaking of new products,
don't do this to me, Sam.
Why have we got nothing yet? This has just become a stupid show. Like, I was kind of excited for this podcast when we started it. And now it's just like every week, it's like, why do I show up? Like,
this is dude, I laughed so hard I almost passed out right now. What if I would have just passed out on the show?
That would have been great content.
You ever laugh so hard where just all the air comes out and you almost pass out?
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. That was me. Gotta breathe. Oxygen is important
it's
right
now. It's the truth, dude. What is happening? Where? I was reading from John Gruber, who I think we've talked about, we would love to have on the show. And he was even like, you know, he's pretty well connected to Apple and like, you know, gets like invited to stuff and he's been covering Apple for like years and years and years. Yeah. And even he's like, something feels off that we haven't gotten
new
products
yet. Dude, it's real weird.
Like, it is April 11th when we're recording this. It'll be April 12th, the day that you hear this. And as of the time we're recording, there is no new Apple hardware for the year. Like,
we got new third-party stuff.
And the Apple Watch Series 6. But yeah. And then we got that press release for Find My where Apple was just like, here's third-party products that compete with us. Have fun.
Have you seen the theory that AirTags were never real?
I don't believe it. They literally leaked it.
So there's this theory that AirTags, like all along, were the third-party accessories, that they weren't like a physical Apple product and they're not real.
No way.
Have you heard that?
No, I don't believe it for a second.
Well, I don't believe it, but that's, I've personally seen AirTags, so I know that they're a real, that they're a physical product, a real thing. But I mean, it is an interesting theory. If I hadn't personally seen them, maybe I would buy into that. And there was this weird Twitter account, because when I saw this theory, it brought me to this Twitter account. I don't remember it, but it was last year. There was this Twitter account, like anonymous account, that was going around trying to say AirTags are not what you think they are. They're not a physical product.
What?
And so, I just laughed that off. But then when I hear this theory now, and we still don't have AirTags, I'm like, was that guy right?
Yeah.
Like, were they not a thing?
I mean, I don't know. No, because even Gurman was writing about them. And we saw the hardware, like, they have to be.
They're definitely real. I mean, they didn't, you don't think they got canceled.
There's no way. But
I mean, we can't be totally surprised though. We can't be surprised by this third party accessories release thing because they announced that last year at WWDC. Was it last year or the year before?
I think it was just most recent when we got iOS 14 beta.
Yeah, they said they were opening up to third party. So this isn't, you shouldn't be shocked by this. They're doing exactly what they said they were going to do.
Yeah, it just
a year later.
It wasn't live yet. Like they had announced the infrastructure, but they didn't publish it yet. And it's also weird that this came out through a over the air update to the Find My app.
Yeah.
How do they enable a tab through software? Like they just were like, Apple today updated the Find My app. And I checked the App Store. I'm like, oh, maybe they're switching to like this distribution method. But no, it literally was just, I went into my app and I was like, oh, there's a new tab now. Uh-huh. Oh. Okay.
maybe they can just flip the switch and like everyone has iOS 15.
Or they can flip the switch. Maybe we get some damn products.
So what do you think? Are we getting something this week?
I don't know. Marquez had an interesting tweet today. Did you see that?
Oh, saying that he was going to upload every day.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm just saying a few days prior, Don Ree on Twitter said that he heard rumblings that the media was getting products soon.
Uh-huh.
Like, what else would Marquez be posting about this week?
Yeah, I have also heard that.
Like, that would just make sense Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to see the iPad. But there's no
way. I was told that Apple stores are preparing for a they to keep it vague. They're preparing for some sort of product release towards the end of next week. So that could mean we get an announcement this week and it ships and releases next week. Or I guess it could mean that we get an announcement early next week and then products actually release at the end of the week. Maybe? I don't know.
Do you think we're still going to get an event?
That's the thing, dude.
It's just
The common sense in me says no.
Same.
Yeah. The common sense in me says no, because it just doesn't feel like we're going to get an event. It doesn't feel like it. Like the air doesn't feel like it around me. Mm-mm. And also, what's the reason?
Yeah, because you also noticed...
Unless we do, the only way we get an event is if AirTags are actually coming this month.
Or if like the new iMac, I think, would come. I don't see them releasing... Yeah. I see them doing an event for every major M1 redesign.
Yeah, I could see that.
Or like Apple Silicon redesign.
Could you imagine like a crazy new iMac redesign just dropping in the press release?
There's no
way. That would be so depressing.
Yeah, no. Well, hey, I'll take what I can get at this point. But like, I don't see it happening. And I think AirTags are coming a bit later in the spring because Apple mentioned in that press release that nobody picked up on. But Apple was like, hey, we have our ultra wideband spec coming out for developers later in the spring. And I don't think Apple wants developers to beat them to the punch for ultra wideband.
Yeah, unless there are no AirTags and it's all a lie.
I think AirTags are still coming. I think they're real. I just don't think... I don't know. I'm starting to be like, are we going to see a May event for like AirTags iMac? God.
Right before Dub, though?
Oh, about that.
Unless, we got to remember, though, like developers is in the name for Dub. Like people are always shocked when it's developer focused. That's literally what it is. That's what the event is.
Yeah.
So I could see like hardware coming the month before. Like just making this up. If there's an event in May, like I won't even laugh at that. Like if you're suggesting there's an event in May, sure, probably. We do like consumer hardware release in May and then focus on developer software stuff in June.
Well, in last year, you have to remember we got new products in March, April, May. and not June. They skipped it. But we got we got iPad Pro 2020, a Magic Keyboard, alongside, I believe, a new MacBook Air in March. And then we got the iPhone SE in April. And then we got the MacBook Pro refresh in May. So we're very behind based on that schedule. Like, the iPhone SE is coming out in 4 days if it's a year ago. And Apple already got the iPad
chip
out.
Shortage really didn't help.
What do you think about that article from, let me look up the source. Of course, you guys can find it on AppleTrack.com, all the way to Apple News.
Of course, absolutely.
From Nike Asia, that very broadly just said iPad, MacBook, chip delays.
That's all they said?
Or actually, sorry. They said chip shortages.
Thanks, that's helpful.
Well, they said chip shortages for the Mac, but more importantly, display and display component shortages on the iPad.
I find it hard to believe that they're down to the wire like this.
Me too. That's what seems weird. And
but then again, if it kind of feels like that.
Yeah,
because like it feels like everything's just up in the air right now.
There, I just don't see why Apple would wait until April. Why would they not release it in March again? Especially if it was supposed to come at the end of last year.
This is tough. I have no idea what's happening at this point. Because like all the things that it's so weird because all the sources that have never been wrong to tell you one thing, like it's just not, it doesn't look like it's panning out that way. And I don't know if like, you know, there was an initial plan and these shortages really kind of fucked everyone, or if this was the plan all along. Like, but this doesn't feel like Apple planned this all along. It feels very like up in the air and weird.
Yeah, and we're noticing this, like, you know, again, like John Gruber, who does this stuff, like he's got a good pulse on the company. He's even like gotten tidbits before, and like Greg Joswiak literally follows him on Twitter. So like Jaws is reading
he
the
does
shit.
Really?
Oh yeah, Jaws follows Gruber. So it's like he's reading what Gruber is putting out, and I'm just like, that on top of the fact that Mark is now saying that he, you know, he's got a lot of videos in the works. Again, I'm not trying to read into this too deep, but like, when's the last time Mark has uploaded 5 videos in a week? And what launch would he not miss? Like, those videos for him do numbers that nothing else does when a new Apple product comes. And like, I've also noticed some other people getting real quiet. Like, I don't know. I feel like some other people that get Apple products not
real quiet,
not been saying as much. So I don't know. I'm kind of feeling that like this week we're going to see something. We're either going to see an announcement for an event, which I think is unlikely, or we're going to see an iPad, or we're going to see some really convincing leak. It just, I don't know.
So if anything, do you think tomorrow, like, so this comes out on Monday, so tomorrow would be Tuesday, if you're listening to this on the first day, which you always should.
Of course. Yeah, it would be a travesty if you didn't.
Right.
Yeah, I would say Tuesday the 13th.
I love how depressing and like hopeless this has become.
Oh yeah, we're literally
like,
just
every episode we're like, oh my God, it's going to be a fed. We're so excited. And then it's just like, I don't know what is happening anymore.
Dude, it has been a month since we were supposed to get invites for the March 23rd event.
Like, I'm the AirTags guy. Like, I leaked the design, and I've been excited for them, and even I don't care anymore.
No. Yeah. Apple has broken all of us. They're kind of screwing themselves by not putting out any leaks about when these things are coming, because I do feel like people are starting to get a bit tired of, like, waiting.
But then again, that's our fault. Like, that's not even their fault.
I mean, you're right.
We're the ones, the leakers and the community that gets all excited about this stuff, and then we blame Apple when it doesn't happen.
It's not Apple's fault. I'm sure it's very, like, I don't know how they manage a supply chain. That's one of the greatest like things that they've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, just with all this stuff happening, with all the rumblings, and with like Digitimes, Guomin-Chi, and also Kang saying mid-April launch for these, and then Gurman also saying 100%. Well, you know, he phrases it differently, but he's saying it comes in April. Like, the iPad Pro is coming this month.
Yeah, and hopefully a new Magic Keyboard with that.
What are they going to change about the new Magic Keyboard, though?
I have no idea. I was told that the update to the Magic Keyboard is minor. So I don't know what that means.
Maybe they just...
If it's minor, why even do it?
Maybe, yeah, I don't know. More? I don't know. I mean, I'm super excited for the new iPad Pro. I'm ready for some new Apple products. My mental health.
No,
is
you're not.
My
we
mental
don't
health
care
is directly
anymore.
Tied to Apple product releases, and that's why it's just going downhill.
Is that what's happening?
That's
right
the explanation. Man, I hope we get it. I think it's going to be this week. You guys, let us know at Genius Barcast when you think we're getting these products.
Did you see? So this isn't necessarily Apple related, but it's us related, and this is our show. We do whatever we want.
Yeah.
Did you see the drama with the Pixel 5a leak that I put out? You have seen it?
You know, it was hard for me not to dunk on you there.
What?
I'm kidding. Okay. I'm kidding.
Oh, I was gonna lose my mind on this podcast. I had so many feelings, and I just like calmed down yesterday, and then you stirred them all up. Now see how I'm all worked up. You were joking, and now I'm all worked up. Look what you did. Thanks very much,
dude. Why does Evie? What does Evie Leaks have against you?
Oh, dude, him and Steve from On Leaks.
Dude, even
Steve,
I'll be honest.
Did you see him? Did you see him about the Genius Bar thing?
Wait, he said something about Genius Bar?
Yeah. So
wait.
Like,
I have beef now. Hold on. Let me gear up, soldiers.
Yep. All right.
Okay. Give me the tweet. I'm ready to go to war with Steve.
So he tweeted like leakers nowadays.
Yes.
And then like a frowny face or whatever. And someone replied. One of our fans replied and was like, "Hey man, you should go on Genius Bar and really squash this beef, like, because it is silly." And he was like, "Genius Bar? Never heard of it," like that.
Oh, I gotta find this tweet.
He tweeted it. It was text, but that's I imagine that's how he said it.
Steve, if you want to have an honest conversation, come on the show.
On the show that no one's heard of.
Yeah. I will. You know what? I'm gonna reply to the tweet right now and say we'd love to have you on, because I do feel like I hope that a lot has just got lost in translation between us, and I know between him and you, and I would love to have a discussion.
Well, you
about
and
it.
Him aren't on the best terms either, are you?
No, not. He's been quite combative and aggressive every time we've tried to talk about things.
Yeah,
and
he's a very salty human.
I would like to talk about it in an open format and like have a discussion rather than just like dumb tweets and like DMs. Like that's, yeah. I'm not into that. So like,
word, got him.
Yeah, Steve, Steve H. McFly, come on the show. Would love to talk to
on
you.
On Leaks, by the way. I don't know if people don't know about Steve on Leaks.
Yeah, would love for you to have a conversation with us rather than this just weird tweets.
Or else.
Well, no, I mean, you can do it.
Yeah, no, this is an ultimatum. You either come on the show or you shut up and you don't tweet anymore ever again. Not just like tweets about us, but you can't use your Twitter at all unless you come on.
Dude,
that's the rule.
even Mark Gurman, did you see?
Oh my God. Mark Gurman will never pass up. And the best part was nobody picked up on how salty that was.
Oh, it was so, as soon as I saw him tweet,
dude,
I'm like, he
they're
doesn't
both,
care.
I feel like Mark and Steve and who's Evie Leaks? Evan? Is his name Evan?
Yeah, but I also thought Evie Leaks was cool until that. And then I was just
like,
damn.
He hates me. He always tweets about me like this. I feel like the three of them are just like in little rowboats and they're just rowing through salt. That's just them. That's them all the time.
Dude. It's fun. I'll be honest. It's fun to watch. I know it's not fun to be the target. So what happened there?
I will tell you what happened.
This is an Apple Scoop show, but like, this did interest me as far as like how leaks work.
Okay. So I'll tell you what happened. Before we do that, we do have one more sponsor for the show that we should talk about. And that is, of course, because listen, there's salty people everywhere. You're in the boats. The boats might tip over, and then what happens? You don't have insurance. You don't have life insurance. You know what I'm saying? That's why Policy Genius is so important. Do you like that segue?
Oh my God. I thought, oh man. Yeah, I do. Because life insurance is important, man. And
okay, now listen. I know we're saying life insurance, and all of the listeners right now are rolling your eyes, but you roll your eyes and then you regret not having it later on. And it's April. There's a bunch of stuff in April that isn't great, like taxes, not great. Rain, not great. Getting fooled because it's April Fools.
That was actually great.
Not great.
Well, that was great because we switched channels.
It was great for us. Yeah. It was great for us, yes. But listen, Policy Genius takes all the bad things about life insurance and finding life insurance and just like wraps it up in a little package, puts a cute little bow on it, and throws it away, takes care of it for you. They do all the hard work and all the boring stuff. They do all of it for you.
So it's great. Basically what happens is you guys can compare the top insurers in one place and you save 50% or more on life insurance. So then when you find the best option, the Policy Genius team sets you up the new policy for you and answers questions you have. Because like, I'll be honest, I don't know the first thing about life insurance, but if there's
but it's some adult stuff.
It
like,
is.
It's stuff that you shouldn't ignore. And you said, I'm sorry, did you say 50 or 15%?
No,
did you
that's a big 50-50, John.
Half. That's half.
Yeah. 50% or wait, they say 50% or more. So that's a really, really good deal. And guys, you can feel good knowing your family has financial protection, and getting started is easy. You just go to policygenius.com and in minutes, you can work out how much coverage you need and you can compare the quotes. I mean, as the guy who made Apple Track, I'm a huge fan of like comparison.
So right. It's percentages.
Very, very, very cool.
Yeah.
That you can do that.
And their Policy Genius, by the way, is rated five stars across thousands of reviews on Trustpilot and Google. So, I mean, this is stuff that you can look up for yourself. If you're interested, you can just Google this stuff yourself and look up the reviews. We're not making it up for the ad read. You can actually look into it yourself. And listen, if you're younger and you're like, man, I don't need life insurance. Maybe you're a teen. Maybe you're in your 20s or whatever, and you're like, man, I don't need life insurance. Guess what? Turn around. Send this to your mom or your dad, your parents, your guardians, or whatever, because this is stuff that you can't or shouldn't, I guess you could ignore, but you shouldn't ignore, especially when it's so easy now. I'm sure, you know, a lot of people dealt with this for years and years and years, decades of just like boring policy stuff, life insurance stuff, then had to deal with all the paperwork and all the nastiness. This makes it easy. It's easier now than it has ever been.
Absolutely.
It's so simple. Policygenius.com will get you started. And guess what? You won't leave that website looking like a fool, Sam.
And when it comes to insurance.
April Fools.
Oh, yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Because April Fools.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
50% or more you're saving comparing life insurance quotes. And you feel good. You'll feel good knowing that if something happens to you, your family's covered. You know, I've been through a lot of life stuff, and I'm telling you, not having something happen unexpectedly or even expectedly, and then not, you know, the family's just sort of left to handle everything, deal with everything, is really sad and really terrible. And in a time when you lose somebody, worrying about that stuff is the last thing that you want to have to do. And so make sure that stuff is taken care of. Policygenius.com to get started, because Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance,
it's nice to get it right. Oh, I thought we could say it at the same time and it'd be cute.
You want to try it again?
3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance,
it's nice to get it right. All right. You know what? Well, that could be our thing. That is a bonus. For every ad read from here on out, we will read the ending together, no extra charge.
Hey, it's nice to get it right. And it's nice to get this show right. And it's nice that you guys are still listening after such a long time. Like, we can't believe we still have jobs.
10 episodes. Wow. We got to make it to 30, though. That's been our challenge from the audience. So this Google thing, here's what happened.
Yeah.
Ian did the renders and stuff. I'm working on the Google Watch leak. That morning when I'm getting ready to put it out, a source comes to me and he's like, oh, dude, I have some information for you. And I'm like, oh, okay. Now, keep in mind, it's funny because, you know, when something like this happens, everyone mentions how John Prosser is a fake and is never reliable. Every single Google leak last year was 100% accurate. Wow. I didn't get a thing wrong. Even specific dates, like very specific things that you can't guess that I would give them months in advance.
Yeah, I remember. I see the tweets.
Yeah, 100% accurate. And it's from this same source. He's been absolutely amazing. I trust him a lot. Comes to me with a paper. Like, I took a picture of a paper. He was on the phone Google was in contact with a lot of companies at this time, a lot of people. And he had heard that the Pixel 5a had been canceled because of the chip shortage or whatever. And I was like, dude, that sounds crazy. Like, that's a crazy leak. Are you sure? And he said, yeah, like, I have it right here. And took a picture of the paper of the Pixel 5a. It didn't even refer to it as 5a. It referred to it as Barbe, which was the code name for Pixel 5a. Because they usually don't show final marketing names on stuff like that. And it literally showed, you know, canceled, and then had in fine print that they were going to continue to sell the 4A and 4A 5G throughout the year. Hmm. And so, like, in place of the 5A. So, of course, I tweet that it's canceled. And then I want to say 15, 20 minutes later, Android Central backs me up. They say that they have talked to two independent sources on their side, and they also confirmed the cancellation. At this point, Google steps in. Like, Google replies to this and says it's not canceled, but also confirms the chip shortage. And then they say that it will be available later in the year. So it's later than usual. It'll be available later only in the US and Japan. And so I can see how, like, all right, I'll take that. You know, I said it was canceled. It's not canceled everywhere, I guess. It's going to be available in the U.S. and Japan instead of all the markets that matter. Like, India loves the 4A phones. So you would expect them to get the 5A, but nope, they don't get it now. So sorry, everybody else. And, of course, everyone took this as, oh, John Prosser made it up.
Yep.
How?
No, as soon as... I saw
if it's that.
It's
like, okay, I know we don't base leaks on like, oh, that was 90% right. But I mean, obviously I didn't make it up. If it's 90% there, like, and they it's not coming to any other market now, like it's canceled for the rest of the world. Obviously I didn't just make that up. That's like saying, like, people are like, oh, it's not canceled. And the title of the articles didn't help because the articles were very snarky, like, you know, Google responds to a prolific leaker rebutting the leak or whatever. That's not what happened.
No, not at all.
It's like, and then, you know, EV leaks and everyone was like, what did Evan say? He was like, if you're John Prosser, do you feel good that you made a company as big as Google respond to your leak? Or do you feel embarrassed for another swing and miss? First of all, this was not a miss. This was like a foul ball. I hit it. It was not a miss. And also, saying, oh, it's not canceled is like saying, oh, you know what? Pop-Tarts are not canceled. You can still buy them at that one Walmart in Norwalk, Connecticut. Like, what the fuck? It's available in one yeah. location. You're like, it's not canceled. Yeah. Okay, sorry, the rest of the world. Dude, that was a frustrating end to my week after the beginning of the week was an absolute disaster.
Yeah, that's tough. And then for them to just like rub salt in the wound, it's like you were partially right. If Google came out and was like, what are you talking about? No, it's not canceled in any way.
Yeah, that would be embarrassing.
There was truth to what you said. And I get yes, the U.S. is like a pretty major market in Japan as
well.
Yeah,
it is.
But at the same time.
But we're still talking about there's no Europe. There's no, you know, India was a huge market for them. There's no China. Like, major markets are just not getting the phone anymore. And, you know, I'm admitting that, you know, it wasn't completely accurate. It wasn't, because of the location stuff, I can see how the source misinterpreted it or they got different information because I'm sure Google said, you know, flat out to them it's canceled because it was canceled for their market.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I can totally admit that, you know, this wasn't a completely accurate leak, but I think it's very disingenuous for people to twist this as like, you know, John Prosser inaccurate again, lying again. Like, how dare he?
Yeah.
It was a very frustrating week. And it was weird because I wasn't embarrassed. Like, everyone looks at this as if I would be embarrassed. But, like, being that close and having Google respond to me to clarify that. And it wasn't like, oh, I made Google respond. But I made them clarify that because they knew it was, like, almost there. And they needed to clarify it just a little bit. Like, oh, it's coming in the U.S. and Japan.
Exactly.
So we got clarification. And now people know. Now people know if you're in the rest of the world and you were looking forward to the 5A, now you know that you shouldn't.
Yep.
Only if you live in the U.S. and Japan. So I feel, you know, I'm proud of the leak still. I don't feel embarrassed by that as much as people want me to be. Like, Reddit absolutely clowned me.
Oh,
and then
God.
all the other leakers, you know, laughing at me. Fine. Do whatever. But, you know, I'm still proud of my work regardless.
Yeah. Yeah, don't let the haters
rough
win,
week.
Man. That's got to be hard. I couldn't imagine. Like if that would have happened to me on top of this week, that would have been really hard for me. Like, would have just sent me into, like, a, you know, a even more just, like, challenged or just, like, oh, sad boy hours. Like,
well, make sure we get you Policy Genius and make me the beneficiary.
Oh, my God, John.
Just go through Policy Genius in case anything happens.
I'm not going to die, John. I guess we could. You ever think just, like, I guess I could just, like, get hit by a car. Well, I guess that's why you don't go outside. But
yeah, that's the reason right there. Dude, when I look out the window, I see so many cars. Why would I go out there?
It's too dangerous. Yeah, John.
That made it sound like there's cars like driving through my lawn.
John's just like I don't leave my house, so I'm fine. I'm like, I'm going to live my normal life. And like, if I get hit by a car tomorrow, then
that's
I probably didn't look both ways, you know?
Yeah, that's the way to be.
Hey, we got breaking news really quick. Do you want to
hop
on this?
It?
From Mark Gurman. It's a callback to what we were talking about earlier for the iPads.
Go on.
Guess who just corroborated the high-end displays being shorted?
Is his name, does he rhyme with Bark Terman?
It does. And corroborates your...
Oh, no. Does that mean it's delayed?
No. And corroborates your information about it coming in the second half of the month. I'll read this excerpt. The Cupertino, California-based tech giant plans to showcase a new mini LED display technology in the 12.9-inch iPad Pro, set to be announced as early as the second half of April, which would suggest something is happening next week.
Next week or this week?
Well, he said announced as early as the second half, and the second half of April wouldn't be until the 16th and onward.
Gotcha.
So...
Dude, even with Mark Gurman saying it, I don't care. Like, this is so brutal.
Yeah.
This is so brutal.
Hey.
Apple, what have you done to
this
us?
This is our...
We named the podcast after your thing.
I know.
I mean, we named it after candy, but still, it sounds like your thing.
Yeah, it's candy, and it does sound like your thing. But yeah, this is our first breaking news. I just thought it'd be fun that Gurman has also now said... So the iPad display shortage is for the mini LED stuff.
Well, that means it is down to the wire.
So again, yeah. So
dude,
something
remember,
is off.
You remember
and that's
AirPods
why.
Max last year? Like I had reported that they were going into mass production, and the earliest they could be finished would be December, and it came out in December.
You know what?
Which means they released it like as soon as it got done.
And there's another line that I just read. So it says that the production hiccup could mean that the larger iPad Pro will ship later and be available in constrained quantities to begin with launch.
Oh, that's rough.
So, I mean, I don't know if I'm speaking crazy here, but would we see the 11-inch this week and then another one next week?
Well, this is rough because if they do that, that gives them even less of a reason for an event because now they're limited on what they can do.
I think this confirms there's no April event. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like,
because here's the thing with the event, you know, it's pre-recorded and they say dates and now they can't do that because they don't, everything's been so constrained that they don't know when things are finished. So it's tough, man. It's like, so everything is down to last minute. Everything is down to the wire. It's weird behind the scenes as it feels, you know, front facing to us.
Wow. Yeah.
This is weird. I don't remember anything like this happening.
No. So it was the iPad Pro.
Oh my God. The ads on Bloomberg's website. Yeah. My God.
Dude, they want you to pay like $400 a year too to subscribe, I think. No. Sorry. You can get 3 months for 50 cents a week. They got me that. So I did a free trial for 3 months at one point when I was a student. Uh-huh. And then they were like, yeah, you have to pay us $50 a month now. And I was like, what if I didn't? Like, what if I just like cleared my cookies in my browser?
Uh-huh, just every time. I've done that. So for Front Page Tech, you know, we put the articles there. And I want to always, like when I'm mentioning a leak from Bloomberg, I want to include Bloomberg's actual article, you know, because 95 Mac and stuff, they write articles too. But I don't want to take a screenshot of another outlet referencing Bloomberg. I want to take a screenshot of Bloomberg. Sure. So I've started opening up like an internet proxy because I can't view Bloomberg anymore. And so I just open it up on the proxy and it lets me view the page just so I can take a screenshot and put it on the show. Absolute mess. Okay, so real time, as we're recording the episode, breaking news. I would put a sound effect there, but nope, that'll have to
do. You just did it. You are the sound effect.
So new iPad Pro models will be Apple's first major hardware launch of 2021. And we'll add to a product line that has performed particularly well.
Ooh, I didn't catch that detail. The first hardware launch. So he doesn't say like set of hardware.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I don't think
what he
no
says
bad.
It'll be Apple's first major hardware launch of 2021.
I have a feeling there's no event, but that means your guy was wrong.
Yeah, that would mean that.
What?
Yeah. The guy that's never been wrong.
Or, you know what?
Which makes it even more interesting. Like, what happened behind the scenes for him to be wrong for the first time?
Or did he put out those leaks to trick Apple and then the next info will be right? But like he was like, sorry, I had to screw with you, John, because I didn't want them to.
Oh my God, I'd be so upset.
Honestly, that's what I'd do if I was an employee. I would give somebody super good stuff. And then whenever things get hot, just like.
I mean, you could do that, but just give me a heads up, you know, be like, put this out, but it's not real.
But then you're not going to put it out.
Yeah, I guess so.
And if they were really worried and they wanted to be really smart, you would do that because then Apple's going to be like, where is this coming from? Like, we haven't even talked about. And they're going to be like, well, this guy would have said it. He works in this division or this woman in software engineer, like, you know. They couldn't track it down.
I have such whiplash from all this stuff.
crazy. Yeah, first break.
I'm not doing Apple stuff anymore. For I'm not even reporting it. I'm just gonna do like Huawei, and and who's Redmi?
Oh God, don't stoop that low.
Nope. Instead of iPhone 13, every title will be Redmi 80,000 or whatever it is.
Oh God.
Huawei P90X.
Jesus.
This is weird. It feels weird. What a time to be alive, everybody.
Yeah.
We're experiencing like one of the weirdest things. I mean, I'm trying to think back.
No. Nothing.
This is the weirdest. Everything feels off. Like, not even just as someone who leaks the information or, you know, just a YouTuber that reports it. Just as a fan, it feels weird. It feels icky in my butt.
Love to dream. Jeez. Love to dream.
I don't even know what that was. Just disregard.
Our boy has followed up with a smirk emoji quote tweeting Mark on Twitter.
I hate that. What does it mean?
Should we say?
Oh, by the way, follow up. Love to dream. We offered, dude, audience, listeners, we went all out.
We
asked Love to Dream to come on the show. We both messaged him. We offered him to come on the show. We changed his voice, do the whole thing. He's never really appeared on anything.
No.
And we offered to pay him. And he said no to both of us.
We offered a decent amount of money. And he literally goes, quote, I have enough, comma, money.
I have enough.
That's how you know he's not American. Because nobody in our country would ever say that.
Nobody would say
Nobody's
that,
ever happy in America. But he can just be like, what if I was just actually happy and held on to my moral compass of not revealing my identity? And didn't sell out. And you know what? Props to you, dude. But still, I just want to, like, what can we do to get you on the show, Love? Like, I literally sent him, I go, what will it take to get you on the show? And he just didn't reply.
Okay, what if we just hire a private investigator? We find out who he is and we just show up.
Oh my God. That would be...
we just fly there and we show
up. Yeah, that's going to be funny until an audience member goes, well, I did the same thing with you guys. I showed up at your house. Is that not okay? No, don't ever show up to our houses, ever.
I just got a new security system, so I wouldn't do that.
And I live in a highly secure place, too, so.
Oh, dude, I got a gun.
What?
not a shooty person gun.
Oh.
This is called a bug assault. Have you ever seen them?
What? Oh, is it that zap thing?
No, so it's called an assault. It's an assault rifle, A-salt, S-A-L-T. It shoots salt.
Oh, that's kind of sick, actually.
It shoots salt at little pesks.
Oh, little pesks.
Yeah, little pesks. It shoots them. It's called the bug assault. And, dude, it's got a scope. It's got a laser.
Oh, man.
It's crazy. Like, I bought all the fixits for it. And I don't even want to shoot bugs with it because that feels mean. It's just cool to have in the house.
Dude, I had an epidemic with the wasp. You know what? That's how I knew it was going to be a bad week. On Monday morning of this week, I have my windows open. It's beautiful, breezy day in sunny St. Louis. And I've said the F word so much. I'm sorry, Mom. a damn hornet, like this thing was hauling ass. It had a booty on it and everything. Its stinger was larger than my head. I'm exaggerating.
Oh, no.
It was scary as hell. And I was just like, God, people are going to make
this
fun
how
of
you
me
started
for saying,
your week?
Yeah. People are going to make fun of me for saying this. But I was also like, oh, he's trying to fly out. Like, he got trapped. Like, he didn't mean to be in here.
Oh.
So I was just like, if you come near me, I will end your life without thinking. But like, at the same time, at first I was like, you know, they do the thing where they just keep flying and climbing in the glass. And I'm like, man, your mom really did a poor job. Your dad, you know, you probably didn't have a great childhood. But like, then this dude falls on the floor and says, you know what? I'm going to pick myself up by my bootstraps. And he climbs up my mic stand.
Oh,
and
no.
Just leaps for it. And man, he goes out. He makes it. He lives. I didn't have to touch him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really good.
Proud of you.
Yeah, I was ready for like the whole circle of life thing. Like maybe one day I'll be the wasp that gets hit by a swatter. But
I hope not.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's doing better than he's ever done. I think, you know, we still talk sometimes, but like it's a little weird.
Has he texted you since then? Let you know he got home safe?
Yeah, yeah. He just said that he's more of like a one-night stand guy. And, you know, it's hard. It's tough, but.
I found a fun fact about birds.
Okay.
This is, dude, you can tell how sad and frustrated we are with Apple. Okay. I found a fun fact about birds.
Hi guys, welcome back to Bird Weekly. John, have you seen your Harrier pigeon?
Yep. So there's two birds at our house. Since we've moved in, there has been a nest like right above our front door, and it's super high. Where the front door begins, like all the way up towards the porch light, there's a nest there, and there's two birds, and so they always come to the nest every night, and mostly throughout the day too. And so it got me curious: what our birds do? what our birds do?
This is fair.
And did you know male birds do stick around?
Oh wow, that's cute.
Yeah, so even after, yeah, so they help with the nest. Like, they will incubate the eggs if the mother has to leave for something. They will help build the nest. They bring food, all that stuff. But it got me into a more disturbing fact about birds.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever seen a bird's nest?
Yeah, of course.
Have you ever seen inside a bird's nest?
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed how clean the nest is?
Yeah, it's very organized and structured.
Well, you would think, right? Big birds that sit in there, or especially babies, like there'd be poop everywhere.
Yeah.
Do you know why there's no poop, Sam?
Oh, no.
Okay, so I watched footage, beautiful footage. These little birds, they're so cute. They just sleep in the nest. The mom returns to the nest with worms in her mouth. They immediately pop up, open their beaks, and she drops worms in each of their mouths. It's so cute.
Yeah. Wait, are you watching this like live?
No. I was just curious. You know when you just see something through life and you're like, I want to know how that works.
Yeah.
Well, now I know. And now because I know, you have to know. The audience has to know. Because now I carry this with me every day. I know this fact and I'll never forget it. So the mama bird feeds them. And then, Sam, the babies turn around, put their ass in the air, and poop into the mom's mouth.
No, they don't, John.
I swear to God, the mom eats the poop.
No.
Okay. Okay. I'm not lying. This, you can Google it. It's a true bird fact. That is why there's never any poop in the nest. Of course, the parents, the big birds, they know to poop outside of the nest. They like a clean nest. The reason the babies don't have poop all over the nest is because they bend over, they put their butts in the air, and the mom eats it.
Baby bird moms eat ass.
Their own kids.
What?
But that's dedication. That is true parenting, that's man. Not I mean, legal. What are we doing, dude? We're over here changing diapers and stuff, making messes. Nah, the mom's just like, hey, man, you got poop? I got you. It's fine.
Apparently, God, this is really about to go off the rails.
Did you look it up?
No, this is just a personal fact about me. So when I was a baby, apparently, and I had just come home from the hospital.
Oh, your mom ate your poop too?
How'd you know? No, so apparently, like, you know, they were doing that thing where it's like your parents are like dead tired because like they just like had this kid. And, you know, they're like trying their best, but like it's tough.
Especially dealing with you, a little
oh,
Sam.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm. So I was like, maybe a day or two old at this point. And they like set me on the dining room table just like for a second. They were like, oh, I'm going to set him here and then like run and get this thing for like 3.5 seconds, like in the kitchen to the living room, like literally a 10-step journey. And apparently in that time, I peed in my mouth.
Dude.
And it was just a stream. And like my mom says she was freaking out. And my dad's like, I think it's okay. Like, obviously we're going to like change positions for him. Apparently I just sent a straight.
And this is where you end it with, and to this day, I still pee.
And to this day, I've never used the restroom since. Yeah, I'm a big person. I'm an environmentalist. So like, I don't want to create any waste. I just consume.
Right. I feel you.
What happened? If you,
that's understandable.
No, I'm not. Let's go on to the next topic. We're getting too deep off.
Go ahead. No. You started to say,
No, we really don't.
Listen, these are the best episodes because it's when the news is slow and then you just get like raw Sam and John. This is the goofy, good episode. Anything goes, Sam. We're at the end of the episode. No one's listening right now anyway. Go ahead and say it.
Does the consistency of your feces change if you eat feces?
All right, so we should have gone on to the next topic.
I tried.
Oh, man, I regret so much. I would imagine It probably smooths out.
That's what, like, I feel like it would be kind of like if you screenshot something.
The process gets more smoother.
It'd be like if you record a YouTube video and download it and then re-upload.
It's like compressed.
Yeah. Like, is that how it works?
Yeah, it's like just a larger, it's just a smaller JPEG. The file size gets smaller. That's all it is.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
We should go. We should really go.
This is why Apple should release new products.
Yeah, you can be like, oh, what the hell happened to this episode? It's not our fault. All right. We're just along with the ride, just like all of you. We just haven't had mics. That's all.
True. Is there anything
really else? Nice mics, by the way. I love this mic.
Yeah, you're on the SM7B right now.
SM7B.
Even though apparently you're getting, well, apparently both of us might be getting new mics again.
Yep. Well, we might not use them for the show. It depends on what we like the most.
That's true.
We'll give them a test. Give them a little try. Yeah. Give them a little testy test. Sam, you said that you didn't have a good week. Is there anything that you want to talk about on the show that just sucked? Do you have any computer problems this week?
I didn't have computer problems. It was I was still in. Very tough mental health week. I think I will open
up. That's a computer problem. It's a brain computer problem.
I think I will open up more about these things, but I just so everybody's not like, oh my God, is he okay? Like, I'm in therapy. I'm working through things. I've got a great support system. So like.
Sam, you want me to fly there?
No. I'm good. Like, I'm not.
I'll fly there and
I'm not like actually worried about like my life or anything or like.
Oh,
like,
no, me either. I'm not offering to fly over there because I'm worried you're going to do something. I'm just so you have a bike.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying, like, I know there's like a path forward to like getting better and like feeling better and stuff, but that means a lot, John. I appreciate that. And
yeah, fly out. Dude, you say the word and I got you. I'll be there.
Oh, that's really sweet. Same to you, man.
Okay. You want to come here now?
Sure. You okay. Up, BB?
Yeah. You okay?
But yeah, no, just everybody take care of yourselves. You know, keep a.
Sam,
keep
thanks for being a little open with that. On the show for the audience, because it's stuff that everyone struggles with this stuff in some capacity, and they think that, like, I don't know, that we're not normal humans that suffer the same stuff.
But we are.
Except me.
Except John, who's perfect. Yeah, John has never. John faked that ad read that we did for BetterHelp a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, in the Amazon story. Yeah, it was all made up. Just trying to be more relatable. You know how it is.
Yeah.
You know how it be.
I think lessons I've learned this week are acceptance is important, but something that I'm really bad at. Reach out to family and friends when you're just like really stressed. Like that's what it has been. Like it's just been like a lot of stress related to like things I'm going through. And, you know, just sharing your story and being vulnerable and like reaching out to family and friends is important. And I would encourage anybody to do that. And I know that that's easy to say because like I have very supportive friends and family, but if you don't, like it is nice like when you open up and people are like aware of like what you're going through and it's nice. And
Right. Yeah,
I mean, you know, this week was pretty good YouTube wise. It was fun, but I'm optimistic for better weeks to come. And, you know, I'm excited. I'm like, dude, can this iPad just come out? Like my mental health is going to be
can
healed.
Anything come out? Dude. So speaking of Apple News, as we're leaving, this is the end of the episode. We're leaving. But speaking of leaving, Tim Cook.
Yeah.
He did. So this is a topic we talked about before on the show where Sam actually suggested that Tim might be like on the way out earlier than we expect. And
I was wrong.
Well, sort of, kind of. I mean, 10 years is a long time. So he was on a podcast for what? The New York Times?
Yes, Sway Kara Fisher, I think.
Really good episode, by the way. Maybe we'll link it in the show notes. You should go listen to it just to hear Tim Cook be a human.
Did you listen?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it like, I don't know if you saw my latest video, but like that's my dad.
Yeah, I watch it. Yeah, Tim Cook's your dad. I love those pictures of you
thank
guys.
Thank you, man. I simp for Tim. Like, I would love for Tim to just come on our podcast. Like, could you imagine? Like, like, let's say that Apple was like, you cannot ask about future products. Totally cool. Yeah. Just to be able to talk
to
him.
Do you imagine his press tour? He's like, oh yeah, the New York Times and fucking Genius Bar.
Dude, could you imagine?
With Sam and John.
Too bad it's not like a disgruntled CEO that would be like, I'll show this company. And they're like, Genius Bar. Like they go to like the dark web of Apple podcasts, which is us.
Yeah, that's basically what this show is, yeah.
But...
I'm talking about hornets and bird poop.
Oh my God.
That's what this episode is.
We don't have the credibility.
Dude, that should be the title, Hornets and Bird Poop.
Oh God, that sounds, I want to click away. I would delete my podcast player.
So within the next 10 years, he says that he will be leaving, that he doesn't see himself at Apple 10 years from now. 10 years is a long time. He'll be how old in 10 years?
70.
Yeah, fuck it. I wouldn't want to be. Dude, he's so busy every day. When you're 70, you don't want to do that.
Can someone... like with credibility, please get to do like a day in the life of Tim Cook. Cause like that would just be an Apple ad, which I'm into. Like that would be such a good PR piece. Like he'd be like, well, I wake up and I put on my Apple Watch and go for a 7 mile run at 4 a.m. And then I,
he's so dedicated though. Like the next CEO, like would have to be like real serious about this.
I wonder.
And Craig, I would love to see him as CEO, but I don't think he'll wake up at like, I don't think he'll go to sleep at 1 p.m., like leave the office at 1 p.m., then wake up at 3 p.m. and go back to the office and work out. And I don't see Craig being that dedicated.
Dude, I feel like Craig would have fun on Genius Bar if he came. I feel like he would enjoy it. Like, I feel like a lot of Apple execs would be like, nah, but I feel like Craig would be like,
if Craig comes on the show, we'll just rename the show to Air Force One.
Oh, that'd be so good. I love Craig.
We're willing to do that.
Maybe. No, no, nobody's ever going to come on our show. Our show sucks.
No, it's terrible. Yeah, Tim Cook in the next 10 years leaving. I'm not surprised, but I am sad and I'm very nervous. I said this on Front Page Tech. I'm nervous because I don't know. Like, there, I feel like things, the values and ideals at Apple are very delicate and should not be messed with. And I'm afraid. I mean, I feel like we just saw this with T-Mobile. Like, John Ledger had a certain vision, and I really believed in that vision, and the company was amazing. He steps down as CEO, and now it's Mike Sievert, and he's doing some wonky shit. Oh my God. Like, it's just like, but that's how quickly it can happen. Like, the wrong person gets put in place, and I can only hope that, as well as Steve Jobs handpicked Tim Cook to be CEO, I hope that Tim Cook will return the favor and pick somebody amazing to be CEO. So I'm trusting you, Tim. If you're going to leave, man, I'm telling you, you better leave us with somebody good.
Yeah.
I pick Sam.
Oh, my God. What? Because that's how, like, the Catholic Church works. Like, there's this clause where, like, if...
What a weird episode.
But, no, it relates to, like, you're like, what if you were... So, apparently, like, if all the, like, cardinals or, like, people that are picking the next pope, like, apparently they can be inspired all at the same time to say some random human's name on the planet. And if they all come up with the same name, that person just is the pope.
No.
So hypothetically, they could be like, John Prosser. And then you're just the next pope. You're just the next pope. And I don't think it's, I think they like pick you up and you're just like the next pope.
Wait, I can't say no?
Could you really say no to, if like God's divine will is to have you as the pope? Like, could you imagine Pope Prosser leaks Pixel 5a? Dude. And then it's just like the Lutheran church. They're like, actually, it's never coming.
And there's footage of them like picking me up from my house. And I'm just so confused. Like, what? I don't understand. I'm the Pope.
They bait you. They're like, it's an Apple event. Come on. Come on.
Wait. So if they pick me as the Pope, I'm Pope until I die, right?
I
can't be like, actually, I pick Sam.
I think you can step down if like you're not vibing with it. But like, honestly, I think you'd be a pretty good Pope.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so at all. If they somehow make me Pope, I'm immediately passing it off to you, and then you're stuck with it.
Oh my God.
I'm just warning you ahead. Like, if you see a news headline, if you see the news, like you're watching CNN and you see them coming to pick me up at my house, like that, I think that's John's house. And then you see me walking out, you're like, oh no. Cause then you know you're the next Pope because I'm going to pick you.
Wow, that would be insane. You're welcome. Can I be like Vice Pope?
I'm the Pope and the Vice Pope.
Oh my God.
It's Big Pope and Little Pope.
Mac OS Pope. Big Pope.
Yeah.
Our crack marketing team traveled all the way to the Vatican.
Again. Okay, we have to end the show. That's it. It doesn't. That's the tippy top of the show. Mac OS Big Pope.
Man.
That's a good title, too. You're just leaving all these.
Maybe we should do that. I kind of like that one.
All these golden nuggets. Oh,
man. Well, as you guys can tell, we will...
That's the best title for how weird the show
we
was.
We will continue to be unhinged until we get... Oh, wait. I didn't even ask you. Are you gonna buy the iPad Pro update?
Oh, maybe.
What?
I actually didn't consider it until this point.
Dude, wait. Yeah, because you did...
I never asked myself that question.
You did just buy it, but it's worse than the Pro.
Yeah, but like, what am I doing with it? I need to do YouTube faster?
Yeah, the 120 hertz.
What? I guess, yeah. I might get it and just see if I want to keep it.
I mean, I'm definitely going to get...
My job is different than yours. I don't have to buy everything to make videos about it.
That's such a weird... But for me, it's not like it goes deeper, John. It's like, I am an Apple fanboy, and it's like whether this would be in a video or not, I want it. Yeah, Mac OS Big Pope.
Deep Pope. It goes deeper. Oh, Mac OS Deep Pope.
Oh my God.
All right.
Well, guys, John is a fake Apple fan as always, and I am going to be the next Pope.
And a fake leaker, just overall, fake Google leaker, fake Apple leaker, fake fan, fake Pope, dude. My resume is not looking great.
And man, I'm sorry again. People were dunking on you and being a dick. That's no fun. And they
enjoy. I don't know. I think it's because I think there's just a disconnect, and they don't like my delivery. They don't like how I became like this person, this character online. And that's another thing. They don't realize that like everyone always talks about how arrogant I am and how you know how terrible I am, and they don't realize you're referring to a character. Yes. This person is not. It's me, yes, but I'm playing a character online.
And the
best way you can tell is just listen to this podcast. I'm not the same. This is normal me on the show on Genius Bar.
And I was talking to somebody. I was telling the story of like I do this podcast now, just to one of my friends. And I was like, I've seen since that initial reach out to you where I was like, I don't really like the way you do this thing. And then you're like, here's why, and here it's a character, and like you know all these things. Like I've seen your content evolve and become even better, and I don't know, to me like more tasteful over time, and just I feel like I'm the same way with feedback. Like when people give it to me, it's like really hard, and a lot of it's just BS. But like sometimes I'm like, oh man, maybe this person's right, or maybe this is real, or you're just playing
especially
a character.
If you hear the same thing over and over again,
or it's like I'm just playing a character. It's not me, you know? And then it's interesting to see that evolve and that change. And I think that's a good sign of somebody is when, you know, obviously, I mean, also you don't dunk on Mark every time he gets something wrong. Like, you do sometimes for fun.
Or like, but, you know, I don't even reply. Like I don't reply to Steve anymore. Like I don't even play the reindeer games. Could you imagine just like, that's what they do in their free time. Like they just like talk about somebody else or tweet about somebody else. And Evan from EB Lakes, like, I've never even talked to that dude. What is the problem? I don't understand.
Yeah, that's weird.
It makes no sense. And you guys are wasting your time. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's weird that like that Steve talks about me so often that he's that hurt by me, that he just talks about me all the time. I mean, whatever. Do it. Do you, I guess.
Yeah, it's definitely a bit strange.
It's weird.
But hey, whatever.
I mean, I am the Pope. Big Pope. So maybe that's why. Mac OS Big Pope. That's the perfect title for the weird episode.
This was a weird one. You guys can let us know. Like, is this weird? No.
Do you want more? Okay. If the news, like, if I was listening to this show and I was fans of us, I would be like, oh, I look forward to slow news weeks or something.
That's
or
fair.
Like when things get weird, those are the best episodes. Or everyone was like, this was god awful. Please never again.
Yeah. You guys let us know.
But I vote for this every week.
I'm tweeting Steve right now. We'd love to have you on the show.
Oh, you're really doing that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. That would be interesting if we got him on the show. Oh man. What if it was just bickering back and forth? We'll record it, but not promise to put it out.
I just want to have a conversation. I'm, you know, anybody can talk mad shit on Twitter. Let's have a conversation.
Word. With Sam as the moderator.
Same with John. I could have.
You feel like Mama Bear right now.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, well, it's how I felt with you. It's like, I could have just continued to hate you in the background and send you mean DMs and dunk on you. Like, I'll be honest. Those were thoughts that went through my head. Or I was like, what if I just reach out to the dude and hear his perspective?
Yeah.
Wow. We started a podcast. Like,
well, this actually went backwards because Steve was really cool with me. Like loved Front Page Tech, would always tweet and share the episodes. And then he wasn't. There's a reason for that, you know, because I'm trying to be the bigger guy, I'm not going to talk about publicly. I won't mention it. But there's a reason. There was something that I did turned down behind the scenes privately that ever since then, he has been salty and has not liked me. His perception of me has changed publicly, and ever since I started leaking stuff too, he's not happy with.
Yeah.
Whatever, it's fine. I'm not going to talk about what that thing was, but you know there was a thing that he offered behind the scenes that I turned down, and he has not been the same person since, and that's fine. I just don't think that it's weird for him to be so public about stuff when, you know, if I said the thing publicly that he probably doesn't want me to say,
yeah,
he'd look pretty bad. But I'm trying to be the bigger man and, you know, just whatever. Keep saying whatever you want on Twitter, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know what that thing is, right, Sam?
Twitter?
I told you what it was, the thing that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. You know, Sam. Yep. All right.
Thank you guys for listening to Genius Bar for yet another solid banger of an episode.
Make sure to check out the sponsors to help support the show, stamps.com, as well as Policy Genius. Thanks. A huge thanks to them for supporting the show.
Yeah, you guys are the best. Check out stamps.com.
That's it.
Check out policygenius.com as well. Make sure to use code genius at stamps.com. Policy Genius, just head straight over there and just get started. It's going to be great. You guys are going to love it.
And make sure you check out appletrack.com. Very cool website.
Very cool website until Fresh Competition launches at some point.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, guys. Thank you for listening to Genius Bar. All right, bye. We will talk to you for a better week. Enlightened.
Everyone, take it easy this week. Have a good week. And whatever Apple does or doesn't do, just try to enjoy the
week. Hell yeah. Love your life. Love yourself. Hell yeah. All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
All right.